Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats fly back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show ever. I am just chilling today. Had a nice weekend. We had a good show on Saturday. We had Fourth Drop Entertainment and B, oh my God, Boogie and DA, they crazy as hell. I could not stop laughing. Always get a kick out of talking to them and listening to, you know, their youth, their energy. But they're very smart and intelligent. That was Saturday's show. Tonight we have Baby Bash out of Houston. Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Coming on the air. I cannot fucking wait. We got some good music. We got good topics. For those of you that are on my mailing list, you should have got my first newsletter for Chocolate City. I learned how to do it, which it shouldn't be hard, but y'all don't understand. I'm like, when it comes to all that shit, man, I normally have somebody else do it. I'm more hands-on with the promoting on the Twitter, the Facebook, BBM, all of that stuff. So that was quite different. Yes, I know it had typos, so I had to redo it, and it had like one little typo, but for the most part, it was good. So with that being said, I hope everybody paid attention to what was in their inbox and whatnot. And then, you know, from time to time, I'll be sending you stuff, but not spamming your inbox or anything like that. I don't got time for all that. But what trips me out is how people will unsubscribe for my newsletter, but half the motherfuckers that's on there is on my fuck site. So y'all joined up to watch some old pornographic shit, but then when you get some clean shit, it's a problem. All I can say is hashtag dirty old men or dirty bastards. It don't even fucking matter. So basically, what I'm going to do is sit here and chill, waiting for my co-host and my guest to get on. So I'm just chilling. I'm on cruise control right now, and my damn internet is fucking tripping. As usual, I swear, I have the worst luck when it comes to my damn internet. Don't ask me why. So, Okay, I'm waiting for it to come back up. Then I can play some music and we can get everything popping. So, it takes a little minute, goes through its little it goes through its rebooting phase and everything like that. So y'all just going to have to bear with me. I'm waiting for it to connect. I swear. the worst luck. And I don't even say it'd be luck. I do it to myself. I know I got to be still when I hit certain things. Okay, so now we're back up and running. So let me see. What am I going to play? You know what? I'm going to play this little classic song right here. It's like slow. And it puts you in the mood and whatnot. It's called Baby Making Music. And this is by Van Keaton. He was a previous guest on the show, and I really, really enjoyed him. So, first of all, let me bring this caller on. Caller, you're on the air.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to you. You calling from that damn blocked number.
My number not blocked.
Yes, it is.
It shouldn't be blocked. I'm on a cell phone. Mr. GA, what's up, baby?
I know. I found out from last week. Your shit is blocked.
I don't know why it's blocked.
It's ones all across the board. You in incognito mode.
I don't know why it's doing that. It should say 917. How you doing,
Chuck? I'm doing fine. I've been meaning to call you. I forgot to call you last night. It was late. Then today, I ain't even going to front. Them little boys been having my ass work all fucking day. It started last night. It didn't end today. Yes, I've been working my ass off. So,
all right, cool.
Matter of fact, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
All right.
Whew. Man, these little foreign numbers, I'll be having to catch and see who the hell this is. Like, wow, this is ghetto. Anyway, I don't give a damn. Their site is up, forefrontent.com. You have got to see it. I actually had to tell them after looking at the picture, Chaos did the graphics. I'm like, oh, my God, y'all are actually cute little boys. Like, man, boy, made me wish I was, like, 20 years younger. They are so cute. And Boogie had on a suit. He looks really nice in a suit.
That's a good look. That's a good look.
Yeah, I was, really impressed.
Nice.
Yes, and then they side is just really nice. I've been pushing that. And, oh, yeah, I got something to tell you. P hit me up today and on the text, or it could have been yesterday, and it's like Radio 1 will be carrying my previous episodes from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. starting next month.
That's a blessing. That's
So, you know, I'm going to start my advertising slots and stuff like that. So, yeah. Yeah, I actually was looking on their site, and they got some fucking openings for radio personalities. Shit,
you know what?
I'm like,
you know what? Look, if you get a chance, right, go to TV One and go back to Donna Richardson's workout video with Old School. You'll see me on there, me and Houdini performing where they're doing their workout. It's funny, yo. It was on TV. It was crazy. It was fun.
You're going to have to text me that or send me that on Twitter. Because anything that's ancient, that's back in the 70s, when you rocking the afro and the bell bottoms and the platform shoes, I'm all day for it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, I can snatch that video and run it in, on my YouTube channel as a Chocolate City prank. This is a throwback.
You a sucker. Nah, I had waves in my hair. And I was doing a workout. We were doing a workout video with his wife, Tom Jones' wife, yo. It was crazy, man. And what's so funny was because I'd be in the airport, I'd be seeing people saying, hey, why don't you get on the workout show program? I'm like, get out of here. You crazy. Yeah, it was me. So it was kind of, it was a lot of love and a lot of publicity that kind of, I don't know, kind of spread around a little bit for us. That was good for us, you know what I'm saying? It was love.
Oh, really?
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. That was a throwback classic. And if she remembers you, she was probably old as hell.
Yeah, right. You're a sucker. Like your old ass. Hey, listen, I had a chance to speak to, I had a chance yesterday to talk to Boogie and BMFDA. Good catch, yo. We had talked briefly. I'm saying, I was actually trying to run around with it. We had talked briefly. Yeah, so I want to get with you on that. You can probably go out there. As before, go out there and talk about going out there and sitting down and just doing a one-on-one meeting with those guys. You feel me? And tell you some things.
Oh, yeah, they said, why you playing? Boogie said he going to fuck you up because you playing. He was like, man, why you ain't been? Gave him my number. See, Todd, you playing. I said, nah, he about his business. He was like, what? What are you waiting on? Why are you taking so long? See, I'm going to have to fuck him up. You know, Boogie got to fuck everybody up. So, you know, he said he's going to fuck you up. That, I was just like, man, sit your ass down.
Meet me at the crossroads.
Damn.
Come to me at the crossroads. I'm from New York. I'm from New York. Meet me at the crossroads,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, those some good guys, though. Those some good dudes, though. Good dudes. Yo, it was so wild. I get my call, right? I said, what's up, Boogie? He's like, yo, how you know my name? I'm like, yo, it's Jay.
Oh, God.
What's up, man? That was so funny, too. That was funny as hell, yo. Hey, yo, this is a killer. This is going to kill you. You hear me? The killer was Slim Turk. Like, yo, he was like, are you Mr. GA? I was like, yo, get out of here, son. That's crazy. On Twitter. You feel that, right, on Twitter? He was like, he hit me and you. He was like, he's like, oh, snap, you Mr. GA? I was like, yeah, son, that's me.
Oh, yeah, you know, guys, I mean, when you think about it, you're Mr. GA, but then on Twitter, you're Sincere BK all day. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
It kind of throws people off. So
yeah,
you need to
doubt.
Go in and put Mr. GA so motherfuckers will know who the hell you talking about. So they won't think you some damn internet stalker trying to fuck with them. Then, you know, I'm going to have to come in and be your protector and save you from getting fucked up and shit.
Yeah, right. I run this city. Start playing punk.
You run what?
You know what I'm saying? Everything.
You run your damn mouth. I know that's one thing you do. I don't know about everything else, but you run your damn mouth.
Yeah, you've been there and done that. Shut up. You know. So now where's Princess Nay and where's Impressions and where's Dope Girl? Dope Girl Fresh.
You know what? I hit Nate is calling in. She is driving. She's taking her daughter to Tallahassee.
Okay.
And Precious is moving.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, she's moving right. I'll tell you what, in the meantime, can we play my song real fast? Give me hype for the show. Come on, Chop, please. Play my song. Come on, Chop, please.
Oh, my goodness. You was killing
me.
Come on,
Chop. I got to hear my song, yo. That's my theme song. That's my showstopper.
Why are you in that damn song, boy?
That's my theme song. You feel me?
Okay. Here you go. Dope Boy.
Thank you, baby.
By Mike Bless, Briscoe, and Ball Gravy.
YMCMB. Po' boy.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boy,
make them crazy. Dope boy, make them crazy.
Briscoe.
Dope boy, make them crazy.
Let me step off in there. Interstates, putting down when I interstate. Break it down, sell a shake. Move a block, cook a zip. Bring it back, hope it flip. Meet with Poppy, take a trip. In a minute I'm a touchdown. I just might break off. We might just fly through Nami's. Low main with a white sauce. I come through white Porsche. White rims, white seats. YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach. Beats and jeans. Dope boy, and so it's all my homeboys. All us get that money, ho. No matter what it costs, we pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy and
girl. I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming to my nervous bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up, some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her tuition, her car note, season her belly, but couldn't give her my heart though. In love with this hustling, Chevy's on them 100 spokes, tickets on that white girl. I get it for the low, might bless my ad-lib, my ad-lib, way my goons at, get it how you live. Dope boy, nickel backs the bricks. If you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town,
I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle.
Blazing
she love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boy make them crazy.
Money, we stay fly. We fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around. Yeah. Meet them trade with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't ever interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about this cheese, though. So she let the keys go. Believe what? I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we banging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept it shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check said bounce back. I fucks with your heart, babe. Just yeah. No believe it.
Time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Boy, I swear, I need Briscoe to come on so I can play that song for him and be like, Nick, I know you married, but do you really be paying tuition and car notes and shit like that? I mean, I know you are paymaster, but do you really do all of that?
Hey, yo, you funny. Hey, yo, Chop. Hey, Chop.
Yeah.
Did you see Murphy Lee tweeted like 34,000 people, yo?
Do what? Murphy Lee what?
He tweeted 34,000 of his followers, yo. I was like, yo, you the realest. You didn't see it? Come on, Mom, watch Twitter. I was like, yo, you the realest cat
ever. Okay, you gotta think about it, Mr. GA. I have over 6,000 and something people. My timeline goes very fast. If a person doesn't mention me, that shit is like a blink of an eye.
I mentioned you. Listen what I said. Listen, I was like, to Murphy Lee, I was like, you the realest dude ever came on the show that kept it real on that Ancient Mommy show, you know what I'm saying? Yo, but he tweeted, like, he retweeted like 34,000 of his friends that, yo. That was love, kid.
Okay, but that's
not
understanding what that has to do with one from the other. That don't make no sense, Mr. VA. Please explain.
Yo,
that's some, that don't make no damn sense. Explain.
Nah, what it is.
You said
first of all,
you sent out a tweet that said he was the realest dude ever, but now you're talking about he sent out 34,000. What? Explain. What the hell are you talking
no,
about?
No, no. Why don't you shut your mouth?
Your head, but you don't,
why
don't
you shut your mouth?
Throw it out to everybody.
Be quiet. Listen. Why don't you shut your mouth, right? And let
I'm
me talk, right? What I'm trying to say, listen, is that I sent a tweet to him about him being a realest cat on Chalk Show and showing that look, he was going to game. So he tweeted all his friends the same tweet, meaning all his friends, like 34,000 friends of his, now know that about to talk about her show, you stupid idiot.
Okay, well, I'm so not a stupid idiot, but you're a lame ass, because what you don't realize is that before he came on the show, we engaged him in conversation, so all those people knew prior to him coming on the show that he was involved.
Well, you idiot. Well, you
crazy
light-skinned broad. Shut up. You crazy light-skinned broad. It's been a long time since you've been on the show, you idiot. So now it's time to reiterate that again, stupid.
All right, you old chicken.
You know, I think y'all should just go ahead and get a nice suite. And just go ahead and let it go down.
She wish.
Y'all have too much built up animosity.
She
so
wish.
I think it would be really good. Oh, my God. I got to tell y'all what I did last night. This dude.
Not the wildest dreams.
And he wants me to find him a female or whatever, right? And Oh, wow. You got some females. You got some videos of you and females. He's like, yeah. So we get on Skype, right? And he shows me his videos, right? I'm yawning. Like, okay, like, there is no sound effects, no nothing. And he was like, well, what can you do for me? I can't do shit for you because you're a boring fucker. Like, you are lazy. Like, from what I seen, that shit ain't cute. Like, so I had to show him one of my videos. I said, now, you know, if you're a paymaster, I was like, still, a bitch don't want no lazy fucker. All I hear you talk about is you. And if a bitch asks me if I seen you in action, I'm going to have to tell her, I wouldn't fuck you. I wouldn't give a damn how much you was paying. I wouldn't do it. Like, there is no excitement. He's like, well, was my dick big enough? I'm like, I really couldn't tell because her big ass covered it. You know what I'm saying? Was I wrong?
You was dead.
How was I wrong? How was I wrong? Whose phone keeps cutting in and out? Shanae. What's up? Was I wrong for being honest with him?
No, you're supposed to be honest. You just think you're supposed to stroke their ego about their whack dick, but that's not an option.
I mean, I used to have females, like when Mrs. G.A. wasn't working, you told him, didn't you?
But,
yep. You know, some men feel like if they got money and they pay, it shouldn't matter if they don't want to do all the work or whatever. I'm like, yo, nigga, whenever you step in a room, it's supposed to be 50-50. Bitches I fuck with ain't going for that 60-40 or that 30-70 or that 50-59, as Truth would say. Nah, you gotta bring it. I didn't see you bringing nothing. Even when you hit it from behind, it's like you was losing your stroke a few times. I mean, I know she had a big ass, but I don't know. I need to see
the face. I want to see the video because he sounded like he just lame all the way around.
He was, and he said
he would have to be a member of Team Paymaster because otherwise he ain't gonna get none.
Of course. So he was like, for every female I hook him up with, that's $100. And if he find one that's the one, then that's a stack. I'm not a pussy broker.
Okay, he's trying to make you the pimp.
Yeah, shit, it's hard enough finding dick for me. That's why I ain't really fucking. Because good dick is hard to find. Great dick is hard to, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, because men are talk a good game, right? Then when they get ready to smash, it's always something wrong. You know what I mean? They get all excited. They might come quick or they might come before they get in the pussy. And then the next thing you know, you be like, wow, are you serious? Like, for real? Is this how you going to do it, Mr. G.A.? No, that's what they
Mr. Take that. Now, Ryan, don't you give him that pay that, Mr. G.A.
No, when Mr. G.A. be like, take that, he be talking about C notes. Take that, baby.
Oh, I can be your friend.
Yes,
yes. Like that. Now, we can be friends.
Yes, Mr. G.A. is on straight Team Big Face. He's on Team Big Face. All he did was the Big Face hundreds, the C notes.
But last time I knew, he only paid with chicken boxes.
Oh, with lollipops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his theme song with Lil Wayne, like a lollipop.
That's nasty.
He's like, oh, wow, that's how you do it? That's how you do it? That's how you giving it up? Like, for real? I don't know. Today I've been under the weather. I'm not feeling well. But I'm here, and I do this for my fans. I do this for my hood. And can somebody tell YC to stop fucking getting in my account and Twitter and Maybach Music Group group and Ricky Rose, them motherfuckers ain't gonna sign you, and I don't want to see them. I don't want to see shit in my timeline about them. Fuck out of here. Rick Ross ain't gonna give you shit but the bones off the chicken he finished eating. Like, for real. Fuck out of here. I tell you, the shit I gotta go through. The shit I have to go through. Then he got some shit in there about 50 Cent. Like, for real, dude, if they heard your music, the best thing that they could offer you is probably to sign you to be their do boy, to go get them some lunch, to go get them some water, go get them some blunts. Do this, do that. Am I being mean?
Yeah, you being mean.
Well, how am I being mean?
Can you dissing folks again? Stop doing that.
Have I reached out to the public population and asked any females or any groupies, if you fucked Rick Ross, can you please call in and tell the females how big or how small his dick was? Now, that would be something different.
Yo, you yo, you straight dirty, man. Yo.
Now, I mean, that's different. Or when he eats your pussy, does his beard scratch your coochie?
Zero, yeah. Yo, shout out to Rick Ross, yo, my main man.
Yeah, shout out to Rick Ross. Freeway Ricky Ross, the real one, that is.
Freeway, baby.
Okay, now let's see. He done did Free Ray Ricky Ross. He done did Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Now Tupac's back. Now,
let me see.
Who is next?
Wow. Tupac's back. Tupac's back.
Next?
Wow.
Next thing you're going to be like, I'm Biggie Smalls, baby, baby, baby. Then I'm
gonna I want to hear my song.
Which one?
It's the one with the Cassie beat.
Oh, work off. Oh, I gotta send you that ring. I gotta send y'all that ringtone too. They made it a ringtone. So here we go with BMFDA and Boogie with Work Off, because the person that was talking before it, when I tried to give him credit, his old whining ass is just like, oh, I'm just talking. Bitch, you still on the motherfucking song? Talk about talk is cheap. Okay, talk is cheap. So when these motherfuckers blow up and you still on Twitter talking about you need a bitch to hold you down and hold you at night, then I'm going to go ahead and dish your ass some more. So we ain't even going to mention the motherfucker that was on here that's talking, because talking is cheap. So we going to shout out DA, and we going to shout out Boogie, the real motherfuckers that made this song what it is. So where the hell is it? There it is. Here we go.
This is a banger.
DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga.
Motherfuck that trap shit. I do that shit on every song.
Zopound, BSM, nigga, all day.
Still got them bad packed inside a minivan. Brick fair in the cab, I don't give a damn. Sold 25 bowls as of last week. I like to stack my money up like ground beef. Over the stove with the whipping, man, I'm like a kid. Had that bitch back flipping like a white jet. So Weezy told me go hard, go raw. I'm from Seven Mile, you know that I'ma go raw. Give a damn about a bitch, I don't act soft. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. How we make sales, we don't need guns. We already got your kids and your loved ones. Blowing on that orange kush, call that bitch Kathy. Usually riding in a caddy, smoking granddaddy. Acapella for a minute, I can give it to you. Got 100 birds coming, I can send it to you. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Backwoods got a nigga leaning sideways. 38 when I'm riding on the highways. Brick stacks and trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. In 09, I thought I was gonna do it big. Anything you could imagine, the square was white. Front of by the OGs, had it cane white. Now 2011, now this ain't a dream. Jumped off the front porch with two things, a bow, a cushion, a 38. Six bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, man, ambulance and white sheets. Chalk out and family crying and praying priests. OTs overseas blowing OG. OTs got me iced up from being me. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this dope gang. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white cane.
We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Man, we the niggas that really get that work off. I'm talking about 08, nigga, take them back to Bonanza. I'm talking about moving 4 to 5 units a day. Now I'm taking it back to 09, nigga. I'm talking about BEs, nigga. Breaking the entrance, y'all know what that means. O's, nigga, quarters. Yeah, I even had a dime on deck. Now I'm taking it back to 011. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6. Nigga, copping them, nigga, breaking them down, splitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this shit. Nigga, I just got phone calls, nigga. Niggas know I'm really out here getting it, man. Free Big Meek, free J-Bo, free Blue Da Vinci, he'll be home soon. Man, free Uwe, dog, free the mob, nigga. We chill out here. BMF a lot.
Wow, that was Work Off, BMFDA, and Boogie BMF. Also
okay,
known as that. Four Drop Entertainment.
Can I have one more request?
Yeah.
Because on account of because I was late because I was dropping the baby off, can I hear Mr. GA's song one more time, Dope Boys? Because I know you probably not played it for him because he always requested it.
Well,
yeah, we played that not too long ago.
Okay. Play it again. Play it again.
What?
Play it again, she want to hear it. Play it again, she want to hear it. Play it again, come on.
I want to hear that shit.
Look, all the reason you're
right
is
come on,
chat.
Yo, chat, that song is hot. Play it again, chat.
How is it hot? It ain't even came out of the studio.
Because we all like it. We all like it. Come on, chat, play it.
I'm going to put Mike Bless is on it.
Well, come on,
and
you play it, baby, please.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all play that song.
I know. I play the song. I have to call my guest because I told him I was going to call him. So
okay, so play
that
song so
we can
play it and call our guest. Okay, call Bay Bass, all right? Play this song. Come on, Chuck.
Okay, you fucking me up because I was going to play one of his songs before I called him. So here we go.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
YMCMB. Po' boy.
Every time I touch down. I use it, bring her up a little bit. Jordan like a lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Putting down when I interstate, break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope it flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip. In a minute, I'm a touchdown, I just might break off. We might just fly through Nami's, low main with a white sauce. I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, beat the gym. Dope boy, and so it's all my homeboys. All us get that money, ho, no matter what it costs, we pay for. Pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
yeah.
I usually break her up a little bit. Jordan love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Clean coke in my plug bag. I was down on my last onion and fiends coming to my nerve bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her.
tuition, her cardinal season, her belly, but couldn't give her my heart though. In love with this hustling, Chevy's on them 100 spokes, chickens on that white girl. I get it for the low, Mike bless my ad-lib, way my goons at, get it how you live. Dope boy, Nickelback's the bricks, if you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town,
I usually break her up a little bit, shorten up that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Money, we stay fly, we fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around, we demonstrate with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the drink. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't ever interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about this cheese, though. So she let the keys go, believe what. I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check, I said, bounce back. I fucked with your heart, babe. Just no believe it.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. Show that love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Carrera, then I have to call Baby Bash on my line. Hey Carrera, how you doing?
Hey, Johnson, how you been?
I'm fine. Get ready to bring Baby Bash on, because I know he got a lot to say, his old retarded ass. But he not cool. He ain't like the New York cat.
So I don't think I want to talk to him until I see a picture.
So you see a picture of who? Girl, you seen Carrera before. He the one with them sexy ass lips. He came on a couple months ago.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
He had a pussy eating lips. Yeah. So
what's
he
up,
had a pussy eating lips. That's Prince's name.
Sorry.
What up, Ma?
I'm chilling. How you doing?
I'm chilling. I just touched down in New York right now. I'm in Harlem chilling.
Well, I want to know when you touched down in Florida. Well, actually, how about this? Touch down in North Carolina, because I'll be there on Thursday.
North Carolina's doable.
Well, you need to make it happen. Hold on, guys. Let me go ahead and get Bash on the phone. Hold on.
Okay, well, we're going to chit-chat while you're getting him. So, Carrera, back to the fact that I'm telling you that you just need to come to North Carolina on Thursday.
You sure you ready for that, though?
Huh?
You sure you ready for Carrera, though?
What?
You sure you ready for Carrera?
Carrera, she ain't ready. She ain't ready, Carrera. She ain't ready, Carrera. It's your boy, G.A. She a dog ready, fam. How you doing, G?
You ain't ready for nobody.
What's cracking, my girl? What's going on?
One love, man. One love. Listen, man. She pull all that junk. She gonna do shit. Ain't gonna do shit. Ain't gonna do shit. She full of shit.
Well, if I start looking like Chocolate Mommy's new pics, then, you know, she could get it, too.
She can't tell you no. She can't tell you no, Jake. She can't tell
you. Hey. Hey.
How you doing?
What's going on? Oh, I'm over here in the lab in the studio.
Oh, boy. What you doing?
Where y'all at? Y'all in the chocolate waves? Hello.
Everybody, this is Baby Bash. I'm doing something special. I called him because he might have forgot or something like that. And it's so good to call somebody and not prank call them, so you're safe. I'm not going to
Yeah, you know, I forget a lot of stuff, man. I'm on this California medical weed, man, so I forget a lot of stuff, man.
Oh, shit. What? You want a GQ?
Man, you already know it go down. It's going down, baby.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even smoke, but I bet that shit smell good.
That shit smell like a pine tree and a half, like a pine tree. It smell like some grapes.
Damn. Wow. For everybody that's listening, this is Baby Dash on the line. Yes, the one with the cute-ass eyes, with the sexy lips, the nice facial hair, the curly hair, to be rocking the hats and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from the Bay Area.
Yo, she a straight freak, dog. She a straight freak, dog. Straight freak.
That's what I thought.
They freaks. Both freaks. Yeah, they both freaks, man. Real talk. Your boy GA. They both freaks. They both buck wild.
That's what's up, nephew. That's what's up, nephew. That's what's up, man. Yeah, yeah. I only get down with freaks. If they ain't freaks, I can't fuck with them because, you know
what
I'm
saying? Well, yeah, look. Hey, yo, listen. You on the right talk show. You on the right talk show, fam. The right talk show.
Well, let's get it in, man. Let's get it in.
Let's go.
Before we go any further, I gotta play this throwback classic. I am sorry, but this shit is still hot as fuck. So once we come back from this song, then we gonna go ahead and get into your shit, then the freaky shit, and then the public service announcement about, you know, you giving out free dick this weekend. So
hello, half price. It's half price. On mine's half price.
Okay, half price.
Hello.
Wait, how is this song at? Okay, here it is, here it is, here it is. This is Baby Bash and Frankie J. This is a classic.
Hello. And I was hella high when I made that song. It was originally called Lifted because I said, man, I'm hella lifted off this week.
I'm a star. I'm so high.
I was hired in giraffe pussy.
Yo, that's real tough, yo. That's real tough, yo. Hired in giraffe pussy. That's real tough.
Wow. That's some high ass shit. That's some high ass shit right there, man.
I gotta use that.
Oh my god.
Giraffe pussy.
Don't take it down.
Wow.
Yeah. That song. You know what I mean? That started my career off, man. It was just, it's so funny how now I know how Rick James felt when Rick James did a song called Mary Jane. He was talking about weed, but the whole public thought he was talking about a girl named Mary Jane, just like, you know, lifted and so high that, you know what I mean, thought I was talking about a girl, but it was about some of that tree.
Damn. Okay,
you know
I can see that.
You feel it? Get it, Mary Jane? Get it, Rick James?
But I thought so. I actually liked that song when he was like, Mary Jane. I thought he was talking about one of his bitches, but yeah, he was talking about
his green bitch. He was talking about his green bitch.
Come on now, Chop. You know about that green Chop.
When he came out, I was very inexperienced. I was very green when he came out. I didn't know about
him. You thought it was a real girl named Mary Jane? Are you really talking to
him? Hello.
Hello.
I know that was that weed. Come on, Mary Jane.
Well, you know, Mr. DA, not everybody is reformed potheads like you. Shut the fuck up.
That's why they put it on that movie Friday. That's why they put it on Friday, because they knew it was about that tree.
I know, right?
Oh.
She knew that, man. She just front. Stop fucking.
Mr. DA, shut up.
Hold that
up. Shut the hell up.
It seemed like y'all had fun on the Chocolate Wave, though. It's all good, though. I'm adding Carmel to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm the Carmel player, man. I added to the Chocolate Wave, man.
Yo, that's love,
man.
Doing it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we need some Carmel.
Is that your booty on the Twitter pic? Who booty is that? Oh, but all
that's
shiny.
That's Chuck Mommy.
She got a dumper.
Hey,
yeah,
yo,
that
she
would be my booty.
I don't know why. She won't post her shit, nigga.
Yeah, I'm
Shanae
still
waiting
for my
nice
copy,
booty.
Too. Shanae
has a nice booty.
Yo, Chuck, I'm still waiting
for
my
copy. She has nice booty, nice titties.
She a punk, yo. She won't show shit on Twitter.
I wish I had a dick so I could shove it in your damn mouth and make you shut up.
Fuck you, ho.
Oh, you make me sick.
She said, I wish I had a dick. I think all girls wish they had a pipe.
Yeah.
You know what? I swear. Because.
Ain't nothing like having a dick, man. A dick is a wonderful thing to have. You don't even know.
Some men do not know how to fuck properly. So I suggest the men that do know how to fuck, y'all make a video teaching motherfuckers that don't know how to fuck how to lay the pipe game down. Because after the video I seen last night and after fucking Mr. G.A., them two niggas needed some more.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Oh, I know she ain't go there. Hey, yo, baby.
Yo.
Listen, you on a show full of haters, son. They straight haters, yo. Straight haters, kid.
Wow.
Haters,
they know how to talk that shit. They know how to talk that shit. They always say that,
man.
That's an example of somebody that's got the equipment but don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't fuck some bad bitches. They was hella fine, hella pretty ass, fine ass, thick ass bitches. They couldn't fuck with the shit. I had to go try to find me an ugly bitch that knew how to fuck or something.
Hey yo,
oh
man,
my
listen.
God.
Hey yo, pretty bad. Yo, hey bad. I done had Chuck Mommy inside out, man. She can't say no dick, baby boy. Yo, you had a real role on the Chuck Mommy show by Mr.
G.A.
She can't take no dick, yo. I mean, no,
oh,
I got on
man.
Tape, yo.
She got shallow
pussy.
She got shallow
pussy. Oh, come on. Oh, you don't know, man. Shit, yo, I got on tape. I still copy, dog, for free.
She got shallow puss.
Don't believe him, because what he failed to tell you is I have a website that shows me fucking, and I take what it is. I'm not worried about him.
I'm not worried about him.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Bullshit. Yeah, that's
okay,
bullshit,
I'll
yo.
Tweet it to you.
Ain't no banging that shit out, yo.
some old bullshit, some old slow motion type shit. Some old fucking
She fucking with a Chinese motherfucker and shit, an Asian or something?
She is. Oh, of course she is, yo. She on that bullshit. She know I know. She know I know that pussy very well, dog.
Now look, her head game is a phony, but that pussy's all right. The head is killer, yo. Killer head, son. She got that boss head game. She got that boss head game. Okay, she got that good helmet love. Yo, ever, yo. Helmet love, boss head, all that shit, yo, all in one. She's a good dick sucker. Oh, man, that's a good point right there. She'll take you to Boston. Yes. She'll give you boss head and take you to Boston.
Oh, yes, she will, for real. And
take
then,
me to,
and
take me to Boston.
And then bring you back, son.
Man. You know, Mr. D.A., you can kiss my black ass.
He said your head game is so tough, you need to work at Lids.
Oh, yeah, my shit is a felony. Like, straight out the gate. My shit is a motherfucking felony. I will have your legs in the air like Lamborghini doors, like real
you know,
hard.
You know what? On the cool, though, like, I don't really bust nuts by getting hit. All these girls, they done tried. They be saying they gonna make me, but I gotta fuck on something.
Oh, you can fuck afterwards.
Yeah, I know. But I've been trying to have a girl make me bust a nut with just head, but, man, it's been unsuccessful so far.
Hey, yo.
Come to the South. Matter of fact, you know about Raleigh. Just come on to Greensboro. Matter of fact, I'll just meet you on 85.
Hello.
And guess what? She would do you on a highway. On a highway, dog. On a highway, she'd do you. Trust me.
Oh, she's a beast.
Yeah. Oh, she a beast with it. She a beast. She's whipping out.
She'll be driving. We could be listening to Cyclone, and I'm just, you know, what I do. She'll do your Wi-Fi in the parking lot, son. I'm trying to tell you. Oh, man, she ain't playing with it. She ain't playing with it. Nah, she ain't playing, son. Yo, listen, her head game's a felony, son. She means that, for real. Damn. She means that, dog, for real. Yo, she will smoke a motherfucking dick like a blunt. You know,
y'all crazy, man. Y'all some fools.
Baby Bash, Soul Kitchen Radio, Rick Camacho is like, he said, tell Bash, I said, what's upper? And he is trying to get you on Soul Kitchen Radio. That's my partner.
Yeah, he got to call me. Yeah, that's my partner. I think he got my number. I'll find out.
He's in the chat room. Matter of fact, his DJ came on, Big Ol' Meezy, and I had this chick on the show called Billion Dollar Pussy. Man, they fucked her up.
Did she have Billion Dollar Pussy?
That's what they asked her because she said she been with her baby daddy 6 years, right? So they was like, if you been with your baby daddy 6 years, how did you come up with the name Billion Dollar Pussy? How many mouths is on it? She couldn't answer
that's
the question.
Saying.
I was so mad.
Damn. Like,
we need a stat sheet, man. We need to see the stats
on
that pussy, man. We need to see the stats, man.
She only fucking one dick, yo. She only fucking one dick. How's she gonna be a trooper? She only fucking one dick, man. How's she gonna say she a big
ass
pussy?
Oh, man.
And you know, if they've been together
6 years, you don't get hard all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they've been together 6 years.
Not,
you know,
yeah, course,
you know what I'm saying?
Course,
that's like eating a good ass steak every day. I can't eat a steak every day, nigga. I need some chicken. You know what I mean? Even though it's a good ass steak, but goddamn, can I get some fucking chili beans or something? Some, you know what I mean? Every day you can have steak.
Yo, this broad stay on webcam 24/7 eating
like
a pussy.
She's just fucking him, and maybe he's just fucking a lot of other chicks, and they pussy is whack, so he told her she had some billion dollar pussy.
Oh,
that might be
God.
Right. Yeah, that might be
that
good,
don't
but
count,
still.
That don't count, though, man. How
does he get to call this shit? I mean, we got to have some official motherfuckers name. You know what I mean?
You can't call that shit. You can't call that shit,
well,
man.
I don't call my pussy billion dollar pussy. I call her Chica. That's what I call her, so.
Yeah, Chica, a motherfucker, yo.
I ain't gonna tell you that bitch.
Chica, a motherfucker, yo. Chica, one. Chica, a motherfucker,
get that notarized.
Yeah, we gotta get that shit notarized, man. If it ain't notarized, man, it ain't official,
yeah,
like a motherfucking starter's pistol.
Official.
No doubt. Now listen, yo, Betty Bass. Now, Chica,
yo.
You can beat that motherfucker. You can beat that bitch all day. Beat that bitch all day long. Bang, 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 bang.
Man, I'm about to pull out this Mexican spear on her, man. I got that Mexican spear, man. I hit her with that Mexican spear, man.
Oh, see, that's what I miss about Cali, boy. Them Mexicans.
I harpoon some shit, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
See?
That's a new song I'm gonna make called Get Your Harpoon On.
Get your harpoon on.
I'm about to come to Texas. I'm about to get me some baby bass.
Yeah,
please,
yo. Yeah.
That's what they say. Don't underestimate it. That's cool. Don't underestimate it, though.
Hell no.
Never that.
It goes down. I drill for oil. We in Houston, man. You know, in Texas, we drill for oil, man. We drilling for oil.
H-Town, baby. What that song, name? Somebody rocking, knocking the boots. That's H-Town.
Yeah. That's H-Town. Yeah, that was a cold group. One of them passed away, though, a while back, and that's what happened.
Oh, no shit. Damn.
Yeah, it was a bad thing. It was a tragedy out
classic,
here,
man. That's a classic, man. That was
Dino, right? The lead singer,
yep.
Right?
Exactly. Exactamundo.
Yeah,
I was about to cry because it's not like I was ever going to get no H-Town dick, but just the hope and the thought and
man,
the prayer that one day I would grow
go ahead up. And, you need to go ahead and jump on a plane and come out here for about a week and see what's happening with it.
Don't be scared.
You're part of Bashtown Records now. You ain't going no fucking where. You gonna stay right here.
we'll get you a nice little suite. Bring a couple of girls. And I don't know if you fuck with girls, but I got some girls that'll get down.
Oh
and
yeah,
you can watch,
she do.
You can watch them. You know what I'm saying? I can let you watch me fuck the dog shit out of them. I'll let you watch me fuck the dog shit out of them if you want.
Yo, son, she do girls and guys, son. She's a freak, dog.
Okay.
She's a fucking freak, dog. Look, she get it in, yo, for real. Listen, she has no boundaries, kid.
I got some thick ass yellow bones and thick ass white girls with a strap on waiting for her ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's ready too.
You know what?
And I watch and jack the fuck off.
Yes sir, my man. Yes sir, let's go.
That's what I do for a living.
Oh man. Oh, it's going down, yo. It's going down right now, H-Town, nigga.
I'm not scared. We're taking a break. We're going to take a break, and we're going to play Cyclone because he is stirring up some shit.
Yes, she is. Yo, baby, bye. She got this shit going on good, baby.
Already.
Clack, clack, when the needles hit the burner. The little so fuego, she got her own label and got her
You know what I'm saying? I spend big money going out, but that ain't is that paying for pussy?
You know what I'm saying? It happens like that sometimes, probably.
Leave them in the wind.
It happens to some folks, I guess.
Hey, yo,
She want a gush on something. She want a gush.
Yeah, she want a gush on something for real.
I'm trying to tell you. I book flights all day, so I'm just saying. You know what I mean? If you send
already.
Me, you know,
don't be scared.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never scared. So.
She want
already. Gush. Already. Well, let me know what's happening then. Let me know what's happening then.
Damn, she ready to get it in.
Wow.
She ain't her tickets to Nae Nae. She ain't scared.
Hold up. I need to do my PSA right now and advise dope girl Kimmy that there is somebody else on this line that is listening to all this shit that she's saying right now. So she better drop that down a notch until I hang up on my call drop or something.
Hey, yo. Yo, she ain't scared. She ain't scared like you. Shut up, Nae Nae.
Hold up, Mr. DA. You weren't scared, but you failed. I'd rather be scared than a failure.
Who failed? No, you know, it's a Nae Nae. I tell you what.
You need to get the officer to tap out because you didn't last long enough to tap out, so shut up.
I tell you what. Listen. All right, for everybody on this show right now, yo, I challenge a Nae Nae, yo. I challenge her ass, yo. I challenge her right now on this fucking show, yo, to ever fuck GA. I will break your fucking back, shorty.
Yo, it's in the air,
mama, it's in the air. Stop talking shit. It's in the air now. It's in the fucking air, yo. I challenge her ass, yo. I will break her fucking back, yo.
Y'all crazy. Hey, y'all, listen, it's been fun on the Chocolate Wave, man. I gotta mix this record down right now. They're waiting on me right now.
Thank you.
One love, family.
Hey, it was fun. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers. I need to get back on here, though.
Anytime, you can call in.
Already. All right. Well, shit. Well, everything I said was approved by me, and this is going down, baby. Y'all be cool.
Peace.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
The good dude.
Y'all
yo, that dude
was
cool.
Y'all
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I love my baby.
The good one. I like him.
I love my
yes.
baby on the Chop Mommy show.
You know, I love my
Sinead Nae. I love my dope girl. I love y'all niggas. Am I impressed?
And you got motherfucking women that take Geritol, the silver edition. Shut the fuck up.
Yo, Chop. Hey, Chop. You cannot play fair, huh? You will not play fair.
What? Of course not.
Dirty
that's
ass.
Okay. I mean, G is right there with you. Like, for real. It's like, what you can't catch, he gonna catch. He on the corner at the fucking bingo hall. Like, yo, when they come out on their walkers, he right there like, yo, ma, let me holler at you.
Yo, hear that shit, G? Yo, G, you hear that shit, son? Come on,
yeah,
man.
I'm gonna get you in a wheelchair because then he can't brag and say that he put it in there. So she in a walker and he fuck her and she in a wheelchair like, yeah, I did that to that hole right there.
She's sick with it, yo. She's sick with it. Oh, fuck ass, old broad. So and old silly ass.
In the chat room talking about you a beast. You ain't no fucking beast. When you fuck old women that just don't know how to throw the pussy back, that is not being a beast. That's called being a fucking advantage taker. He's taking advantage of old women that ain't had dick in years.
Everybody know GMB. Shut up, girl. Everybody know GMB. Baby, stop playing. You know what time it is. Stop playing, you dirty ass boy.
You know, if I hung out at Starship and brought 13-inch dildos and strapped them on, I would be a beast, too.
You know, you straight retarded. You're retarded, stupid-ass broad, yo. For real. Yo, you is straight retarded, for real, yo. I'm going to call you retarded Chop Mommy. Yo. But listen, though. Real talk, though. Listen, my man came on the wave. He rolled real good, yo. Give him his props, yo. Baby, bye. That was love, yo.
Yeah,
one love.
Gave him his props. Why he was out?
Matt said,
no doubt.
When I was, I went to go look for some music from him today, right?
Uh-huh.
Man, I found this one. I didn't even know this shit existed. It's called Good for My Money featuring Baby Bad. Well, Baby Bad featuring Lord. I'm going to play that shit. That shit is hot as fuck.
Play that
you
shit
know
right
what
now.
I'm
Baby, that's
right now. Hennessy alive. We off the X-rated. A liter of Patron for you, my.
She gets for my money.
Your tools, LV purse, I'ma spend it all first. Rubber band full of cake, girl, you know I'm the worst. Shorty got style, look at that fit. Runway material, look at that switch. Oh wow, put it on ice, certified top notch, certified five mics.
Mr. G.A. need to say when he be paying bitches, you good for my money, you good for my money. Oh, okay, hey, y'all know what time it is, right?
What's that?
It's Chocolate Fantasy time.
Yes.
Okay, now, I need a number. I need a number.
Oh, I got somebody good for you. I got somebody for you.
Oh, shit.
This?
Are you texting? Okay, first of all, who is he?
Okay, so I've been working with this new producer named D. Lyles for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, he's cute. He's following us.
Yes, yes. So that's who we're going to call. I know he's in the studio, but he'll answer.
Oh, and what am I going to say to him? Where did I meet him at? Atlantic City, Lennox Mall? I got his
just
number.
Tell me you're a dirty
he's,
bro. Tell me you're a dirty
he's
bro.
From Memphis. He's from Memphis.
Oh, so Stylistics talked about him. Hmm.
You can say that. Just say.
That he was on the show last week.
Let me see.
So we can play it that way.
I'm about to text
the G now. Yes. Oh, yeah, G hasn't been on in a minute. G, we have this segment on the call on the show now called Chocolate Fantasies, and I do sexual prank calls to people. And not once do I tell them at the end of the call that they've been punked, pranked, or anything. I just let them think that they might be getting some pussy, getting their dick sucked, or anything of the sort. So, you know, don't worry. We will never pre-call anybody that has been on the show because y'all know the number.
So, we are calling now.
You're safe. You're safe. So, when I do my calls, I'll put you on mute because you're going to laugh. And I don't need you making me laugh because I have to be very professional when I'm talking nasty. So, you know, so I know you were like, what in the fuck? Fucking with these people on my show? They've had me prank call somebody that was trying to be a deacon or a minister. I've prank called a DJ. I've prank called somebody from Geek Squad and made him bust a nut. And
oh,
I had somebody in the
Home Depot guy last week.
Oh, yeah. Got the Home Depot guy last week. Got somebody to play with their dick in the bathroom at Friday.
The guy that met us that was meeting us at the hotel in North Carolina.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the dirty massage therapist. Ezzy, oh my God. You know what? We have a nice collection of prank calls.
We really do.
Yeah, I'm going to send the walk on water prank call to a radio station because it don't really got no cussing in there, and they can actually play that on the air.
That's
so,
fun.
Yeah. Okay, Kimmy, you sent me the number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm great calling. Hold on, let me get it.
Okay, his name is Darius.
Okay, and his name is DJ Lyles?
No, his name is Darius.
Darius?
Goes by, yeah, that's his name.
Okay, I'll say Darius.
All
right. Hold on. Can I speak to Darius?
This is Heath.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hi, this is Gina, and I was calling you to talk to you a little bit. I have a project that I'm working on, and I think that you might be able to help me, because you're a producer,
okay.
Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I want to come out with a song, and I need a perfect beat, and I'm having such a hard time. I've been on Twitter. I've been on Facebook.
Mean,
I've been on MySpace.
Yeah,
I sure can.
Second.
Okay.
Right. Hello.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, like I said, this is Gina, and I am coming out with this song. It's a single, and basically I need the
How do you get my information?
Right. Somebody that raps gave me your information. They're from Memphis. They said that you were pretty good. His name is Stylistic. Stylistic, he's a big rapper in Memphis. He's like underground. He's unsigned. He's really nice. So evidently he must know somebody that know you. And so he was like, you might be the perfect guy to help me with my beat.
Okay. I'm not familiar. I don't know who Stylistic is.
Well, if you look him up on YouTube and on Twitter, he has like a really nice following. He's had over 440.
Hold on, give me just a second. Let me step out for a second. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, I'm so sorry, man. Like, I'm in the middle of a
Okay. You at work, and that's sexy. Okay, let me give you a little bit of background about me so you won't be like, what in the hell? Okay, I am an adult entertainer, and I'm going to do a rap song, and the name of the rap song is called My Head Game is a Felony. And what's crazy is I know it's a hot concept, but I don't know how to rap. But I have a lot of rappers that have agreed to come on the track with me that, you know, some are legends and some are up and coming, but they like the name of the song. And I was like, hell yeah, get a hot-ass track and we'll jump on it. So my thing is, should I go ahead, okay, I get the track, so should I do the hook and have them rap? Because I really don't know how to ride a track or anything like that. I do know how to ride, but riding dicks is not going to count on this song because nobody can see that. So what I was thinking about is when I'm doing the hook, I could be like, my head game is a felony. That's what they be telling me. And should I actually be sucking a dick so it can have that real live effect over a hot-ass track and then the rappers are spitting their, you know, they're laying their bars? What do you think about that?
Man, we just had to go get in the studio, to be honest, man, and just put it together. You know what I'm saying? I can't really just, you know, I had to, you know, you know, discuss all that over the phone. We had to get together, man, and just put it all together.
So, okay, so you want to get together, then that way you can have a better understanding and have a nice concept and everything like that.
We had to have a sit-down. We had to have a sit-down and get it and so I can get a direction of where you're going. And I can't do this just over the phone. Because, number one, I'm in the middle of a session, and then, number two, like, my mind ain't even focused on, like, if we can just schedule a sit-down and then I can hear your direction and where you're trying to go, then I'd be more than happy to work with you. It'd be a pleasure.
Okay, I understand that and I feel that. But you know what, by me talking to you and thinking about actually, like, sucking a dick and having that included in the song and incorporated in that beat somewhere, what I'm going to do is, because I know that you're busy and whatnot, I'm actually going to go and suck some dick and record the audio. So when I come and meet with you, I'll call you back tomorrow, like around 5 o'clock, and we can set a time to come into the studio. And then if I have that and we can incorporate that into the track, I think that will be hot because of some
I got my manager in here, and see if they can understand where you're coming from with this. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, just a second. Hold on. Hey, excuse me. Hello?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yeah, I got my manager in here. Now tell them what you're trying to do.
Okay. I have this song. It's called My Head Game is a Felony, and I'm a porn star. And I want my song to be hot, so I want a hot-ass track. I have some mainstream artists that's going to get on the track with me. Lazy Bone has agreed to get on the track with me.
Yeah.
Murphy Lee is going to be on there with me, a couple of other ones. Yeah. So what?
Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Give me just a second.
I'm sorry, man. I keep going through this. Damn, I need to get my phone charged. Where my phone charged at?
Give me just a second. I apologize. Okay.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine.
I'm trying to take a break and take notes on everything you're trying to do so I can sit down and think of it. Give me just a second.
That's a loud drum.
Yeah, he should have opened the hi-hat right. Where did he record the drums at?
Over here. Hold on, just a second.
Okay.
On that break, he should have opened up the hi-hat and rock. I hear you, man. Yeah, yeah.
On that slow joint.
Just the
chords.
I got
it.
Okay. I got it.
All right.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hold on just a sec.
Get me cool now. No.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I can call you back because after listening to you, now I'm all horny and I need to actually suck a dick. So thanks a lot.
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, now tell me what you're trying to do.
Okay. Like I said, I'm making a song called My Head Game is a Felony, right? And I have some mainstream artists that's going to jump on the track with me. So because I don't rap, I was thinking that maybe I should make the hook and just be like, my head game is a felony. That's what they be telling me. And then actually be sucking a dick and getting the sound effect from, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I was thinking about doing, and then recording the audio, so then therefore when I come into the studio, I could already have that. Or, you know, if you're the producer and you're very hands-on, then I could suck your dick and get the sound effects, and it's right then. We right there at the moment. We're catching it because I know a lot of producers, like when they're in the studio and they're making a beat, they like to capture that shit. They be, like, feeling it like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm getting into it and you making that beat and we got the sound effects of me, we can muzzle your mouth, then I think that would be, like, a priceless-ass track. And I think I would have a really nice single to break out myself with this year.
I agree.
So should I wait till I'm in the studio with you to suck your dick and re-record that audio as we're making a track, or should I go ahead and suck dick tonight and just record it on my BlackBerry as an audio clip, or should I do both and we can see which is better?
Well, I work with a production team, so could you do everybody
so
that's inside it?
Yeah, so I could try all of them till we come out with the perfect sound effects. And then, like, at the end, like, you know, I could swallow. And, you know, it's just, like, pure adrenaline. Like, oh, my God, I'm getting so turned on just thinking about it. Because that's my thing, sucking dick. And
that's
me.
Check this out.
Huh?
You know when people drink Sprite or Coke or something and they go, are you going to do that in the sound effects?
I could. That would be kind of hot, wouldn't it?
It'd be nice.
Ooh. So after I swallow you, I should just be like, towards the end of the song, and then we just rotate it out?
Yeah, and we're going to need a couple of moms. I'm going to bring a couple of bad bitches in here and let her eat you out.
Oh, my God. Shit, on top of making my head game as a felony, we might have a hot-ass DVD that we can put out.
We can put a DVD out with it, too.
Oh, shit, that's what I'm talking about. See, you my kind of nasty, freaky-ass producer, and I don't have no kind of budget either. So whatever the track is going to cost me, I'm willing to do that. And I get to suck some dick, and I get to get my pussy ate by a bad bitch, and I get to have a hot, oh, my God, yes. Ooh, yes. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to sit here and think about this. 5 o'clock tomorrow is when I'm going to call you. Are you going to be in the studio or are you going to be out of the studio?
I will be in the studio. You can give me a call at 5 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to call you at 5 o'clock. And remember, my name is Ginger, okay?
Got you.
Okay. It was nice talking to you, and I can't wait. This is going to be a fucking banger. So you have a good night.
Yo, my man, I need to say everybody's dick, yo. I want you to say everybody's dick. Yo. Hey, yo, look. Hey, look. Hey, Chuck. He had to go to the bathroom and shit, pull his dick out of my, yo, yeah, this is going to be good, yo. It's going to be real good, yeah. Matter of fact, he took all my boy's dick, yo, for real, yo. We can get in, yeah, for real. He goes, like, splash. Right, so the splash. That nigga's crazy, yo. That nigga's crazy.
We got no coronas?
Oh, my God. Too funny.
Hey, yo, that nigga was funny, yo. Yo, he had to go to the bathroom and open the fucking door.
Yo, that nigga was recording, y'all.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he was like, hold on, I gotta set this up real fast.
He's
recording that shit.
Yeah, he was. Yo, this crazy ass bitch. He crazy. He wants to cut dick show for real. Yeah, 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 sir.
I was up on the liquor store and shit.
Little do he know, this shit gonna be on YouTube tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he think he got one, though, you heard?
Yeah, he definitely got one, for real.
He was like, oh, I needed to talk to my manager. Talking about, you know how when they drink a Coke or a Sprite, they be like.
Hey, Chop.
Yes.
And guess what? He ain't never, ever, ever had a manager on the fucking phone, yo. It was him the whole time. This nigga faking, he's faking Jack, yo.
Not what
did
he be like? What do you look like or any of that?
Nothing. That's what I kept saying. Like, yo, snip, pip. You like,
I think he knew something was up.
I think he knew something was up. Yo, G,
say it again, G. He was what? He was
doubling
the doorknob.
Yeah, that nigga thought he had one,
son. He just called back in.
Yo, he wants some head for real. He like, yo, fuck that, I want to hear tonight. Come out tonight, we here, we ready. Then they jack their dicks right now in the studio.
Like, who the hell is this? Like, who is this? Like, all it does is just like, it don't say who the name of the radio show or none of that shit. You called in to Blog Talk Radio. It don't say Chuck Bobby. It don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys, I'm going to take a shower. So.
You about to take a shower? Are you sending pictures? Are you doing Twitch pics for that?
Yeah.
I'm about to go live on Ustream.
Oh, shit. She lying. She knows she lying.
Oh, he called in and he wanted to talk. Nah, he can't talk.
No, not with me on my line.
Huh?
Hell yeah.
Not with me on my
line. Yo, get up. Get up, dope girl.
Go ahead, dope girl. Talk to him and tell us what you said.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call you guys right back.
Ah, shit, pussy. Pussy.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Sinead, where you at, baby?
We lost Sinead.
Where's she at? Church again? That nigga always going to church.
No, remember I told you she was driving to, Tallahassee? She's taking her daughter to her grandmother. So she was driving.
Yeah, but her phone still worked, though.
But you know, in parts of Florida, you don't get no kind of reception. Like in that pantry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's how quick it is. Be all right.
Huh?
So that's that bottom dang Cricket phone. She'd be all right, for real.
She got Verizon. Verizon ain't with everybody.
She got Cricket, yo. She got Cricket.
Nah,
yo. She lying to you.
That's you
have
Page Plus. You
got
Page Plus, nigga. Shut up.
Yeah, no,
that's
y'all.
Yes, you do.
I saw your shit. Yo, I just saw your phone out there in fucking Greensboro before last. Saw your shit. Stop fronting.
Anyway, I have the Sprint 9300 with the operating OS 6, so don't get it twisted. And I have the Evo, so both of my phones run circles around your boost. And whatever.
I have BlackBerry.
Whatever, you got smart talk. You got that shit out of Walmart. And you had somebody boost it for you because you was too
yeah,
shit to
right.
want to pay for the phone.
Yeah,
you didn't want to pay full price. So
yeah,
you had
right.
to steal somebody's phone that was
phone.
Already on.
Yeah,
cause you
right.
wanted, yes, you, no,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, right. Not me, baby.
Yeah,
hey,
you Chuck. Did.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes. Yes.
Real talk, though. Real talk, though. I think it's about time you let somebody on this talk show bust your ass, yo, for real. I mean, I done been there and done that, so let's fuck with
you,
for real.
You
been there and done that.
You ain't been there and done nothing.
Yeah, I done been there and done that.
See, the fucked up part about it is you don't have it on tape. So you can say whatever the hell
you
want to.
But you know.
But
you know that. You know I bust your ass many times. Chop, chop.
I know nothing.
You know I bust. Hey, G. I fucked her so good, yo. She know the day of the week was, yo. She was fucked up. This can bother lady, yo. She was fucked up, G.
Yes,
because
you tried to kill me.
Ass,
yes, because you tried to kill me and I took some Benadryl. I mean, hell, G can't talk because when I came to New York, his ass was nowhere to be found. So I'm on the phone with two scary-ass niggas. What is y'all saying?
Yo, Chuck, you know you was dodging me. Cut it out.
Whatever. Call me Mr. GA. I was in New York for 4 days. 4 days, my dude.
What?
He ain't trying to hit me up or nothing. He ain't trying to take me out for no ice cream. He ain't trying to take me out for an ice cream cone. I wasn't
in
no damn studio. I was in my hotel.
He was in the studio. He was in the studio.
He wasn't in no damn studio.
Yeah, he
was. Taking a break. He was taking a break.
I got a threesome tonight, y'all. I just came back from the liquor store.
Bingo.
You got a threesome. Oh, you trying to call and let me hear? You trying to call and let me hear? You making a movie? You gonna have some footage?
I just got like the big ass Ciroc, the coconut Ciroc. You know what I mean?
Oh, you need it for your dick to be hard? You need it for your dick to stay hard?
Nah, it's the opposite effect with that shit, but that shit ain't for me. That's what they want, though. You know?
Oh, for real? You call and let me hear. I mean, you know, if you about
that
life. Ooh,
she don't play the pussy. She don't play the pussy. Fuck her fingers. Yo,
oh, wow.
G, that's real talk. G, fly out there, yo, and break her little black ass back, yo, for real.
Actually, he's not. You know what? I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to bring on this call because I know he's going to say something funny, and this will be like the first time that somebody has actually called in and they get to say something after a chocolate fantasy. So we're going to We're gonna bring Darius on. Hi.
Hey, Pete.
Anyway, no, he didn't call my phone trying to be some old gangster. Oh, Lord.
What did he say? I didn't even hear. What did he say?
He's talking about, no, you don't play on my phone, bitch. What? First of all, do not call my show being disrespectful.
He out playing the suck-ass nigga. Some go fuck, some go suck a dick, a faggot-ass fucker.
Oh, you know what? Guess what? You know how I feel about
fuck
disrespectful
nigga, yeah.
Niggas. Yes,
fuck
you know how I feel about disrespectful people. 901-832-5933.
What are you, Memphis, nigga? From Memphis?
Yeah.
Come on, I ain't gonna go there.
Hell, you know how
that
is, GA though. When you ain't getting no pussy, you got disrespect pussy.
Right.
Come
call back and cuss his ass out real fast.
Nah, you know
cuss
what? I'm gonna put it on the public timeline. And he better hope my pit bull. He better
that
hope
pussy
my pit bulls don't see it. Because if my
damn
pit bulls see it, then you already
ass.
Know it's a wrap.
Yeah.
They
don't call it like, yo,
yeah.
Yeah, these niggas gonna fuck you up. I hear my man now, Boogie saying, I'm gonna fuck you up. Oh, shit, nigga.
And
so
you
fucked up.
Pharrell, you should have the problem with the person that gave up your number. I don't have your number. You know what I mean? I don't even know who the fuck you are, aside from somebody that follows me on Twitter. So, oh, well, that's what happens when your people feel the need that you need a chocolate fantasy in your life.
Damn right, you weirdo. Nigga in the bathroom, I've been getting my yo, can you fuck me and my friends? Fuck me and my boys, you weird fucker. Yo, Ginger, can you fuck me and my boys too? Fuck you out of here, nigga, you fucking faggot.
Are you upset because
yo.
You got pranked, or are you mad because you're not getting your dick sucked? I mean, which is?
Nah, he mad. He got his car pulled. He got his bitch car pulled. Got the straight bitch car pulled, yo. Faggot ass nigga.
That's a damn shame.
It's all good, though. Fuck him. Move on to the next nigga, yo.
Exactly.
Hey, real talk. Hey, Chop. Let's send out a condolence out to Poochie. Her family, yo. Her people passed away, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, Poochie. Chocolate City, Choc Mommy, and Guest and Cass, we send out our condolences, and your family are in our prayers. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I'm going to sound for that for real. Yeah, she took it on the bad, too. Oh, yo, also, shout out to my girl, Precious, making that big move, yo. We love you, baby. We miss you on the show. We love you, kid. Get that move on, though, for real. Get your move on.
I know, that's right. Now I got to play this other song because, you know, I got to play his music. This is, wait a minute. It's called, okay, this is by Baby Bash, and it's I'm Back. Here goes Dope Girl Kim. Hold on, let me bring her in real quick. Hello?
Hello?
Why you do call me back and just go off of me and call me a bitch and everything, girl?
Are you serious?
Yeah, but what he doesn't know is my tweet, y'all, when I tweet, I reach over 190,000 people. So guess what? 190,000 people about to have his fucking phone number. And I'm going to
do
an extra
special. Don't do that.
Well, he should not be disrespectful. That's not nice.
Yeah, he called by disrespectful, yo. Real.
Real disrespectful, calling me a bitch and everything.
Everything.
Who's not gonna play that?
Aww. Okay, that's my fault. I'm sorry. Yeah, don't do him like that, though. Don't do him like that.
Let Boogie get his ass. Let BMFDA get his ass.
I don't let my handle him.
Let's do that, dope girl.
Let's do some Twitter play tonight. It's going to be some Twitter play. So my thing
hey,
is, was
girl.
He mad because he got pranked or he realized him and his friends wasn't getting their dicks sucked? I mean, I'm trying to what are you mad about?
Oh, for real?
I was like,
that nigga wear blue suede shoes. Fuck him. Fuck that nigga, yo.
He would be all
no,
right.
I'm saying, no, I'm saying, G.
Yeah.
He wear blue suede shoes.
Right.
And tell
yes,
him I said, Sincere BK all day said it. I'm on Twitter, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Sincere BK all day.
To my regularly scheduled program, Baby Bash, Baby I'm Back.
Ooh. Yeah. Anything that you want to do.
your corner, sugar, sugar, don't stress. Forget about the rest, let's coincide. I'm back in your zone, baby, back in your vibe. Now it can't be denied, I can't lie, I'm on ya. And never ever wanna say sayonara.
Somebody told me that the grass was greener on the other side, on the lake, arriba. Never really intended on being a cheater. What I gotta do to be your keeper? These words coming out the speaker. Trill love, get off the meter.
Don't ask no father.
But now I'm home. Please forgive me for being a rolling stone. Please forgive me, let me polish it up like chrome. Get off the phone, get them squares and leave you alone. Let me spark your interest. Now there's no more dating on the internet. Cause you already know how I get it wet. How I keep it so saucy and I get respect. You don't have to look no farther. You dealing with the whole with your lava. You don't have to look no farther. You hotter than a fire starter.
Coming inspiring artists. I just want to be the guy that you do the sample on.
You
want
to be the guy that I do the sample on?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Let them rhyme, but they do their little 16 bars. You do the hook, and you know what I mean? The sound effects, you know what I mean? You can do that on me. Like,
I ain't mad for that.
Okay, now, would you even meet the qualifications? Because I need a dick that can fit fully in my mouth, not anything that's going to fall out. And I don't want to see a dick pic.
I just sent you a website.
So, I need to see what you're working with, because I would hate to be on the set and we do the video and the sound effects or whatever in the studio, and I'd just be like, oh, hell nah. Could somebody bring me a penis pump and some stands and have you go ahead and work on your shit? And, you know, or.
I'm saying, yo, Chuck, real rap though, you know, my nickname is on Twitter. I got my porn star name on Twitter now.
Ooh, we do porn?
I got
porn?
A porn star on there. Yeah, the ladies gave me a little nickname on Twitter.
What's
Carrera,
that?
Carrera Conda.
For real?
Carrera Conda, you know what I mean?
This. You never told me. So I took the G off, and now it's Carrera Conda.
Real rap.
We're holding out.
I'm not G Carrera no more. I got my porn star name up. I'm about to get it popping. My shit is Carrera Conda. I got rid of the G. You know what I'm saying? Carrera Conda official now.
Carrera Conda meets Chalk Mommy. Oh, shit. Took him down. That's going to be a bestseller. I'm about to fuck him up on his debut.
on the big screen, that is.
On the big screen. Yeah. On pay-per-view. Not the hood videos. Not the clips that he got going on in the Android or the BlackBerry. or the flip phone, you know.
Hello.
You?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, fuck all that, yo. Where are the pictures of dope girl Kimmy in the shower? What the fuck? What happened, yo? What happened?
Get out of here.
Yeah, you see me? Where is that? We try to see that shit before we go there.
I'm done now. I'm sorry. Y'all missed it?
Oh, that's fucked up, yes.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Are we going to Breezy Show at 10 or no? Breezy Bam Show?
Yeah. I gotta run downstairs and take something out real quick, and then I'll call her show. On Friday. Huh?
Take me a number to her show, all right?
Okay, I got to pull it up. On Friday, we have UG FM Magazine coming on, and I'm supposed to be doing an exclusive interview with him soon. So he's, like, real excited to be part of the Chocolate City and everything like that. Matter of fact, Carrera, he just started a Triple X production company. So since you trying to be a porn star with the big Spanish dildo, I mean, hey, you might want to talk. No, excuse me, the big sausage. You might want to talk to him. So I'll get some information and see what's good with that and see if I can't help you to become an aspiring dick slinger on the big screen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Chad.
Huh? Yeah.
Who was that dude a long time ago with, like, either Porn Star out of Philly? Who was that dude, remember?
Oh, you know what? Porn Star 50. We're not going to talk about his broke ass on the show because he called me and was like, he needed me to be his manager and he needed some help. And I told him how much it was going to cost. I ain't hear back from his ass at all. He was like, oh, my budget is 25.
Porn Star 50, my
man. Porn Star 5 cents.
Hey, look, G, dude said he had a condo. He had like 18 bitches in the crib fucking and sucking. At $3,000 a fuck scene, he was getting paper, yo.
He was sharing an Evo with his cousin. Who shares a phone? Period. That's New York shit. Because he was from New York. He was living in Philly, but he's from Brooklyn. That's New York shit.
Yo, G.A. I be playing about the porn star shit, my nigga, you know. But look, yo, a real rap is a real story. One time, I was in the Days Inn and shit, you know what I mean? Doing my little thing and shit, you know what I mean? Had a little suite over there, and this chick, I walked past the room, and the chick was like, "Hey, can you help me with something?" Like, I'm like, "What's going on?" And she like, you know what I mean? "Look, come in here. So I went in the room and shit, and she had some two busted, ugly looking bitches in the room, and they had the webcam up and all that. She was like, "I'll give you $100 on the spot right now." You know, I said, "Oh, we need you in 15 minutes." I'm like, "Nah, I'm good money." And she's like, "Matter of fact, I'll give you $1,000 right now on the spot. You know, 15 minutes, da 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 da." And I'm looking on the bed at these two ugly, naked bitches. I'm like, "Wow." I'm like, "Nah, shorty, I'm good money. And, like, she went up to over $2,500, my dude. Like, she must have been caking it. Like, she probably had mad views. And she was saying, like, the dude that was supposed to show up.
Fuck him?
Huh?
Fuck him? That's good money. You fuck him?
Hell no. I got class, but like, yo, she wants the $2,500 and like the dude bailed. Now I know why the dude bailed. Like, he ain't wanna fuck them bitches either. You know what I'm saying? But she must have had crazy views online, my dude, like some internet live shit, like some live porn shit. And she was caking it. She had she was trying to give me a few dollars, and I was like, nah, I'm good money.
My man, yo, real talk, my man Carrera G, yo, did not go out like a sucker, yo. One love, baby. Money don't move him, y'all. For real,
well,
real
now,
talk.
If Mr. G.A. would have jumped at the $100, yo, nasty bastard.
Yeah, right. We'll do that.
Over a buck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Dude, that was the weirdest
shit
I ever said.
Nobody. He done sold dick before. And he might not buy pussy, but he'll sell dick. He would have took that $100 and went, shit.
Yo, they must have been making some paper, though, Chalk. I'm telling you, they must have been making some paper because every time I said no,
she
was up in it.
She went from 100 to a stack?
My nigga,
man,
she went from 100 to 2,500 for 15 minutes. For 15 minutes.
Damn.
And I was like, nah, I can't do that. I ain't one of them dudes. Like, I play around, I flirt, I joke and shit, you know what I mean? But being online and shit, you know what I mean?
Shit. Somebody could have did it.
Yeah, you would have did it for 2,500? You would have did that?
Hell, yeah, do it for 25. Don't let him lie to you. I'm telling you, I know this motherfucker. I've known him for some time now. And Mr. G.A. will do it. He
yeah,
be all
like,
tough on the show, but in person, man, please.
They look like they brought the bitches straight off the street and just put, like, a thong on them bitches and just, like, said, you know, whoever, we have to pay. It's not about the view. We have to pay somebody to fuck these bitches. Like, that's how it was. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know.
Man, they
should have
hit up Dipset. Hey, Dipset got a reputation for being dirty dicks. I mean, shit.
Oh, that's bad. I don't know. You know what I mean? He never get me caught out there. I'm in Harlem
right
now.
You ain't got to. I stand behind whatever the hell I say. Shit, they should have called, from my understanding, they should have called Dipset. Shit, or Tony Yayo, he hollering some yay shit. He wouldn't give a fuck. He Tony Yayo. All he got to do is do that little dance where he be putting his hand over his face. He ain't going to see nothing.
Yeah, boy, I like to give a shout out to G.A., Chalk Mommy and everybody back there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been on the show in a minute, you know what I mean? But I fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we fuck with you too. Now I'm telling you, I'm going to be hitting you up because I need them damn pictures, yo. I mean, I know I got to give to receive. That ain't nothing. I got
my man,
G. Carrera,
one love, man. We're riding away with us, man. So I love you. Feel me, fam?
Yeah, boy. I hear you.
Go handle your threesome because I'm about to get my ass off. I'm hungry. And, you know, when I'm hungry,
go
I got to eat.
Dick,
I'm trying to gain
eat some
what?
Dick, yo. Go eat some dick,
nah,
baby.
Nah, I'm on a dick strike. I ain't sucking.
All right, make sure everybody be good, man. I'm over here. I'm halfway drunk right now. So, you know,
one love.
Oh, yeah, I need to see that video or you need to call me, let me hear. I'm freaky. I'm at, anybody listening, if y'all, like, go fuck something tonight, hit me up on Twitter so I can send y'all the number to call. I'm in a freaky mood. I want to hear somebody get banged out. Like,
yo,
for real.
You got
be...
my word, Chalk. If I get it in tonight, I'm calling you. I'm just going to hit the dial button. I'm not even going
to
talk to you. I'm just going to hit the dial.
Oh, you
if you hear my voice, then you know what time it is.
Okay, don't be putting your phone close to the TV and you watching some motherfucking porn movie because I don't
know.
Oh, now
you know. You know a fake moan and a real moan.
Yeah, that's what Mr. G.A. be doing. Like, ah!
Y'all be cut on my nerd.
Thank you.
One love,
man.
All right. This is Shackley City. We'll be back Friday night, 8 o'clock, and we'll have Hollywood from UG Magazine, The Wave Magazine. He's going to be talking about his mixtape, his production company, and the other two magazines he works on, and all kinds of shit. So this is Shock Mommy saying thank you to Mr. G.A., the real G. Carrera, Baby Flash, Dope Girl Kimmy, Sinead B, shouts out to Fourth Drop Entertainment. They was in. They called in and listened. So big shouts out to my babies. I love y'all, and we will talk to y'all on Friday.
Peace, baby.
Bye.